baby.
All right, we're live. Amy's gonna cut my hair, and we're just gonna. Walter has. I want hair like Walter's. Walter, come here. Show the people your hair.
Well, you could have. You just gotta brush it back.
Well, I know, but it's just too much action going on. I kind of want to buzz, but
as soon as you stop moving around, I'm gonna start cutting.
Okay, so if anyone has any,
Look at my shoes.
There's zero people. Zero. Yeah, this is.
Look at my shoe, Dad.
Those are very handsome shoes. You have amazing shoes, buddy.
Thanks.
If anyone has any questions for Amy, this is a good time. Hi, everybody. My computer's shot. I gotta get a new computer today. It was a slightly frustrating morning, but it's fine. It was also a beautiful morning. How nice was that mist this morning?
Yeah, it was like a fog. It just feels very autumn-y.
Very autumn-y. Hi, Amy.
Look at this beautiful head of hair.
Thanks, love. Amy digs the hair.
Look at this purple hair, too.
You got some handsome hair, Jamal.
Well, live action. Yeah, Amy's going to cut my hair. I don't like going to barbers. People are like, you're crazy, Big Bear. Yeah, I don't really like having strangers with a knife near my throat. Scissors get a razor. All right. Beautiful head of keratin. I don't know what that means. Hi, Amy and Owen.
Hello.
Morning, Owen. Morning to you all. Sorry I couldn't schedule this. My computer's shot. Love the hair streams. I need a classic haircut stream, textbook haircut stream. Ultrasound showed we're having a girl. Nice. Good for you. We're currently trying for another child ourselves right now.
Yeah, so send us good thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, we're trying to really make it count. Shave it off, Amy says that. Well, Amy likes my hair. I like to just buzz it off. I like to go questionably short, if you know what I'm saying.
I think that's good for the summer, just because it's like hot and stuff. You look so nice with, you have such good hair. I just feel like it's such a shame when you just buzz it. But we'll buzz it if I mess this up.
Someone said tractors make wives ovulate. It's pretty funny. I need to get a tractor. Questionably short. Questionably.
The four-wheeler is a great tractor.
It is. People are digging yesterday's stream. Nice.
Okay.
All right. It's starting to go fast. Give me some direct questions for Amy. We got Amy. We got her for a bit here. And we have little Walter, too, if anyone has any questions for
her.
And Charlie's here as well. Walter, you're like, and Charlie. Amy's cool.
Thanks, guys.
Full-on mohawk. What do you think, Amy? Mohawk?
That'd be cool.
Walter loves mohawks, don't you, bud?
Pull a classic Vox Day.
Hey, Walt, do you like Mohawk Warrior?
Yes.
If you cut your hair, how can you do your Einstein?
I do like Mohawk Warrior on my side.
Did you know
on my side tip.
You don't like Mohawk Warrior, Mad Scientist?
Yes. I don't like Scooby-Doo.
You don't like Scooby-Doo?
It's because they all have pointy ears.
Thanks for connecting the dots, Aim.
Yeah, no, it's because he's told me that a lot of times. We've had a lot of discussion over why he all of a sudden doesn't like certain monster trucks.
Because they have pointy ears, bub?
Yes.
Someone has a question for Charlie. Charlie, what's the best way to defend the English Channel?
Well, you got so much hair on your back.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Where is he?
He's behind the chat. You can't really see him.
I'll ask Sir Winston Churchill very soon what the best way to defend the English Channel is. All right, what do we got here? Amy, how long does it take to get the rhythm of having a baby? My wife is suffering with our first. She misses sleeping. Ooh, good question.
Oh, it takes a while. I literally, just since coming back from Spain, I feel like finally got into a rhythm with two children and all other tasks. I think also just because outdoor tasks have calmed down a little for me, but it's just something you got, it's a rhythm that keeps changing. And I think you have to get a mentality as a woman, as a wife and mom, that you're just gonna leave certain things uncompleted. And that was really hard for me Because I'm like a, when I start a project, I like to finish it like same day. And it's just something you have to change up. You have to just kind of change your attitude about, and your, what's it called? Your, what's the word I'm looking for? You have to change
your expectations.
Expectations for yourself.
Someone asked, please ask Amy how I can convince my wife to take my oldest out of public school. She wants to wait, but I want him in online school so I can see what they are teaching him.
I guess it would just kind of depend on how old he is.
Yeah, we need more information. That's
I think if it sounds like if it's online, it sounds like he might be older. And that might be tough socially for him to go from being probably around friends he's made to going to being more isolated. So I don't know. That's kind of a tough one. But if he's younger, I would sell her just on more time with him and as a family. And I mean, if I don't know. I feel like when you keep them around you as a parent more, they tend to just, you tend to just create a friend naturally because they pick up on your own habits and I don't know, you create a little buddy the more time you're around your kids. So that's also like a way to sell on keeping your child home from school.
My move is always just command the woman.
Yeah. Because that really worked when we first brought up homeschooling. I was first like, no, because it sounded so daunting, but
yeah,
I'm not used to it.
Yeah, it's now you seem into it.
I'm very into it. It's only because of I just learned more about it. First, I thought I'd be just dropped with the like sole responsibility of teaching our kids how to like read, write, do basic arithmetic, and I just had no idea where to even start with that. And when I realized you can get lesson plans for you to instill at home at your own pace, that was like a huge break where I was like, oh, this is actually like so doable. They make it so easy now to do homeschooling, and depending on where you live, there's such great communities you can join, so you're just not on your own like I originally thought you would be as like a homeschooling family.
Yeah, and get him into sports. Sports is a good way for him to constantly stay socialized with other boys, make friends.
Yeah.
Church groups, MOPS. There's all kinds of ways to socialize your kid that doesn't involve the horror that is public school. Someone asked, what's it like having a husband with such a high IQ?
It can be a little taxing sometimes. It's mostly amazing because I really feel like I can just throw our life. Oh, you just got a big clump of coffee in your hair. There's no returning. You're gonna have a ton of hair in your coffee.
That's high IQ.
No, it's because I can just feel like I can just totally trust him. And I know I take that for granted sometimes because I'll like still question just because that's in my nature. Like why? Like why are we doing this? But and then other times when like if we're like arguing or something and his mind can move so much faster than mine that it just can, and he gets, I think, frustrated with my ability to keep up sometimes with his speech, but no, it's mostly very amazing having a husband with a high IQ.
Where or how did Amy learn how to cut hair?
I've not learned anywhere. I've just been practicing each time I have to cut one of the boys' hair. This is my first go at trying to do like a legit haircut, so we'll see how it goes. I'm not good at it, but I'm trying to get good at it.
We just kind of do stuff in this house. Like we're like, let's just become hair cutters. Yeah, confidence is key. And trust, just like she trusts my overall plan for the family, I trust her with sharp blades near my throat.
What, sweetheart?
Walty, what are you saying? Come on over, say hi. Is that, that's a monster truck. What's the name of that one?
Tell me, Mom.
Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher.
Yes, Bone Crusher.
What are you going to do today, Walter?
Music class.
Music class? And then what? You gonna play monster trucks with Dad?
Yeah.
And then we're gonna collect eggs together?
I'm hoping we can make it down to the ravine today.
Yeah, well probably we have a ravine with a stream in it. Oh.
For a second.
Amy, did I tell you what I'm gonna start doing? Panning for gold.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
There's no gold coming down our stream.
Why? How do you know that?
Unless you're like secretly putting gold at upstream.
No, this is where gold is. Gold is just in streams like this.
But doesn't it have to? I guess I don't know enough about gold.
Apparently. I'm about to become a prospector.
I'd much rather you go looking for chanterelle mushrooms.
Well, you can look for chanterelle mushrooms and I can look for the gold. Huh, buddy? You gonna help Daddy look for gold? Just little flakes? Gravel, gravel, gravel. Amy, at what point in your relationship did you truly trust Owen?
I think it wasn't until like deep into it.
Yeah, in the beginning she didn't. For good reason. I was openly not trustworthy.
It was after we had Walter. Actually, no, I think I trusted him even when I was pregnant with Walter.
Yeah.
I would say once we were married, I trusted him more.
Yeah. Owen, you look like your wife cuts your hair. That's not good. I take that as a compliment. Owen hadn't got logos yet. No. I was never evil, but I was amoral, not immoral. I could write a whole book on amoral versus immoral. That'd actually be a fairly interesting book. Where it's like the apathy to it rather than the hatred of it. Like a lot of the problems in the world stem from a hatred of God, not an apathy. I had an apathy. I was just detached from it. I wasn't like trying to hurt anybody or
his high IQ is put towards things that weren't important. He just, like, his mind gets bored very easily, or like restless, I guess is a better word for it. And so when he's not given a bunch of tasks at hand, it can sometimes wander into bad territory. He's better now. He keeps it very in check. But that was just my perspective of it.
Yeah.
When he was at his
That's why high IQ doesn't equal high morality. That's the one that they're missing is... just a high IQ population doesn't mean you're gonna have good. You need logos, because if not, you just have a fast processor speed aimed at nonsense. I've been that guy. I know that guy. And that's the difference between a certain tribe of certain people and the Chinese. The certain tribe of certain people aim their intelligence at flipping the world, whereas the Chinese aim their intelligence at amoral conquest, which is just simply, we got more rice. I don't know. You guys understand. Gamer mind? Yeah, exactly. That's why I relate to a lot of gamers. Even though I don't play any video games or anything, I relate to some of these Chan guys and some of these gamer guys because it's just about solving puzzles. It's just very masculine. Oh, and your hair is looking pretty good. It is turning out well. Thank you. What advice does Amy have for Zoomer males? That's the age of your brother, love.
Really try hard to lock down a girl. I think the whole dating and, wait, let me think about this, because I do have a lot of advice for Zoomer males, just since my brother is one. Try to not rack up too much college debt if you haven't already gone through college. If you have, try and just find a job right away. It doesn't have to be the dream job. Just get something that pays bills initially. You can always keep looking. Look to invest if you can in like, I don't know. Just try and become a man. Don't stay in boyhood through your 20s. Try and become the man you want to be as soon as you can.
Yeah. You're grown up.
Yeah.
Hey, bub.
I just think right now, in women should. No, I just got him all dressed. He's going to get all hairy.
All right, cool.
Yeah, just
Don't dilly-dally.
Don't dilly-dally. Okay, I have to focus really quick because I have your hair.
Got it.
What happened with your hair?
People are saying great advice.
Is it really? I feel like...
It was great advice, love.
I'm very disjointed because I'm trying to do a good job on your hair.
Oh, you're doing great.
Happy with your hair!
My hair's getting cut, buddy. Amy, what does it mean to be... I missed it. See, it's hard to read and do this. Yeah, don't call breast milkers.
You can put your head back normally.
Owen is 100% related to Tesla. You can tell now with his haircut. I'm not the one who said it, but I'm not going to disagree.
I think it's really looking nice.
Advice for Zoomer girls, Amy.
Start just honing in your baking skills. Really enjoy making your own food. Have some window plants.
Window plants.
Be okay with, you know, not always going out to the bars. Like, arrange really nice movie nights. Try and arrange activities around not drinking. I think girls can get really wrapped into, like, the only outings can be, you know, and just surrounding alcohol. You know, just try and get really homey and cozy. And I feel like when you do that, if you're looking for a man, like, that's when they kind of come out of the woodwork.
Cozy, homey, window plants.
Just get cozy. Okay, I'm going to do this one.
All right.
I just got a big old calico, and I'll comb it here in a second. Don't move.
Don't go chasing waterfalls, ladies. Listen to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're going to have it your way or nothing at all. I think you're moving too fast. That was a classic ballad about AIDS. Your wife is adorable. Thank you. I take that as a personal compliment. Hello, BB. Hello, Bears. Hello, everybody. You both are a blessing. Thank you. Don't hold young men to grabber-formed standards. Yes, that's classic good advice. Just get with a good man. It's not about shiny stuff. Amy's been with me when we were like, when she was first with me, I was making that Hollywood grabble money. And then we got to a point where I was hauling brush for $20 an hour. And you can ask her, it's not, the grabble was a harder existence for us.
It really was.
So don't hold men to that standard. Don't look for them shiny Nikes. Yo, I want that dude with them shiny Nikes.
They have to have drive, though.
They have to have drive. Yeah.
Like, women sometimes like equate like, oh, what kind of car does he drive to, like, just as an, like, you have to judge someone initially, and I think being able to like see what kind of occupation they have is like an easy like overall assessment, but deeper down, it's like they have to be motivated to work.
It's like how I judge JEWs.
No girl wants a lazy man.
Because like just a beat up car.
No woman does,
a beat up car doesn't mean unattractive. It's just kind of like a JEW doesn't mean a grabber. But it can signify to a woman that you don't try. See, I've never had a nice car. Actually, I did briefly lease a nice one, but it was only for a write-off.
When I first met Owen, he had a beat-up, what was it, a Camry?
Yeah, and I was on a TV show.
I didn't mind. It was just because I saw how because dedicated he was at the time. Like, he worked 24-7, whether it was, you know, in the gym.
It's drive.
Or in, like, just rehearsing lines. He was just a hard worker, and that's what really attracted me to him.
Yeah, that's what it is. So that's what you have to understand. When a woman likes a nice car, they're being tricked into seeing drive. When in reality, the car, it's kind of like how there can be good-hearted Jews. It's like when you first see that small hat and you're like, I don't trust that guy. But no, you don't know. It could be a good guy. But like there is a correlation between, you know, a beat-up car and someone that kind of gave up. But that, not only is that not true, it's not true in my life. I'd never drive an expensive car. But I understand why women think that. Women think that because they don't want their kids to starve. I mean, the reality of the situation is, if you can't bring in enough, women have to lower their materialism though, where it's about a man that has the desire to feed and provide. At that point, you can have zero money and it doesn't matter. It's like they just like drive. And a lot of men have to be a little more honest with themselves about just being lazy. Like if you're just sitting around all day doing what you do, and we all know what that is, we'll leave it out because it's a family stream. It's like women can sense it. And then if you blame them for like wanting fancy stuff, it's like, no, they just want someone who tries hard. Because then when you're down, they're still rooting for you. What does that mean?
No, I was just trying to be like a black woman. Like,
mm-hmm. I had a, I am more of a, I missed it. Sloth is a bad way. Yep, get healthy, good food, yep. Hope you take yesterday's stream to the next level. Actually, I feel like I said everything I needed to say. I don't. Tucker's a bear, yeah, for sure. Did you guys see what Steven Crowder's big reveal was yesterday? It's that YouTube is censoring Tulsi Gabbard algorithmically. That was his big reveal. He's now defending Democrats and complaining about YouTube.
Why would they be censoring her?
No one cares. It's all just a nonsense LARP. Crowder's reveal was stupid. Yeah, yeah. I predicted that it was going to be stupid, but see, this is what people don't get about me sometimes, is I typically predict the only times I'm wrong in my prediction is when I underestimate how insane people are. Except for I was wrong about Molyneux. Molyneux did have a post-Canada election stream yesterday that wasn't apocalyptic. He actually said some positive things. But then he was, of course, like, Western civilization is downfall and we will all be in shallow graves. But he did talk about how the conservatives were gaining in Canada. But the problem with that is conservatives conserve nothing. Dan Crenshaw, when this 7-year-old is being forced to have a sex change operation, it's just madness. He's like, this sets a bad precedent. It's like, gee, if only we had a legislative body that was being paid to stop this. Gee, hey, Navy SEAL, why don't you go do something, Dan Crenshaw, you one-eyed.
You're totally listening.
That's it, you guys get it? Tulsi Blabbert, yeah, and by the way, Tulsi Blabbert is a dude. Fact.
Oh my goodness.
Crowder said YouTube completely hit his channel in the US. He's a liar and a shill, and no one cares. I was working with him when he was at 900,000 subscribers. Now he's at like 3 million. Like, with horrible content. He's being promoted. He's being promoted. Just go, I don't know. He's being promoted nonstop by YouTube to push the nonsense and keep people away from authentic reality. All right. Tulsi definitely a dude. Fact. Even Amy saw it. And Amy's never into it when I talk like that. Amy doesn't like when I call women dudes. Because it kind of like, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
But even Amy has to admit that Tulsi Gabbard has quite some angles on her. All right. Any other questions? Give Owen a Donnie Brasco hairstyle. Owen wakes up talking like this. No, I don't. Amy, aren't I like pretty mellow? And
he talks like this in his sleep.
I mean, your grandma. No, I can be mellow.
Yeah, but like you're definitely mellow when you're focused or you're sick. But you're typically like you're just kind of intense. Like you're, but I love that about you. I love your voice.
Amy, what does it mean?
Does that look okay?
That's a stupid question. Yeah, it looks awesome.
Let me trim up your side.
Has Amy ever identified as a feminist? No. I can answer that. Amy, what's your next thing to learn on the homestead?
I don't know. I have to think about that one. I was just trying to get the house in order for the winter because, I don't know, I just had more time indoors. So recently I've been, like, I got our laundry room fixed up because I did not do laundry well. I would let it pile up for like a week. So I've just been focused on trying to get our indoor life a little bit more squared away so my thoughts can be in order.
Amy, did you, I missed it. Do you kids watch Bob Ross? No. Amy, do you do all the house decorating?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you put your head down for a second?
Oh, and someone was asking how to be better at laundry. You recently had a breakthrough with laundry.
I did. I just made a better system. So I used to have a laundry hamper kind of for each family member. And I would throw clothes in each laundry hamper at the end of the day. And when each was full, I would, you know, wash it. But that way ended up with me, I would literally have a mountain of laundry. So what I ended up doing was, at the end of each day, I put all of our laundry in a communal laundry bin in our laundry room, and I try and start a load each day. And I wash it, and I fold it as soon as it comes out of the dryer. I made a little shelf so I can fold as soon as it comes out of the dryer. That way I'm not procrastinating on it. And it's really made it so much better. It's not, I don't know, it's just better that way for me. But to each their own.
Want to tell the people about how fun Spain was and how great Vox is?
It was amazing, and Vox's family is awesome. Sorry if that hurt.
They're legitimately amazing people.
Yeah, no, Spain is awesome. I'm just really focused right now.
Stay focused. I don't want to be stabbed to death.
Yeah, these are shark scissors. Do you like it? Your hair?
I love it. But just keep crushing, though. Is there more we can get off?
Do you want more off? That's right. It's like pretty short.
That's pretty short, yeah.
You just gotta, I think, comb your hair.
You know? I don't know. I kind of just want it gone, but you like it better like this?
All right,
we'll keep it like this. You look like Crenshaw's lawyer. there's someone who calls himself, I don't know what that means. Oh, what do you think about, do you like that I'm so obsessed with the leader of the Philippines, Duterte?
Yes.
He's a bear, by the way. He's a definite bear. Does Amy, missed it? Wrap your, BB has blessed it. Yep, thank you.
Look at how handsome he is.
That's right.
He sounded like the guy from South Park, the teacher.
Okay, that's right, okay.
You have to take your shirt off. You have so much hair on your back. It's mind-blowing.
Great job, Amy. When are you two going to find a good church? It's not one of our top priorities right now, but we're always looking. Duterte. Prayer and faith starts in the home. If you look at what's happening to us, so many churches converging, I'm just gonna wait for some nonsense to pass and then we'll, is baby three a priority? Yes. Wanna talk about, that you're excited about having another baby?
I'm very excited. I might take a little bit more off.
She's focused. She's her engineering is kicking in. Home church on Ursa Manor sounds better. That's what I'm thinking. I was raised in a church my whole childhood, and we barely read the Bible. A church does not mean God. I went to Sunday school, all that stuff. Communion. I remember there's a character in the Bible named Dorcas, and me and my brother would just laugh a lot about old Dorcas and just giggle. And no one cared. I still believe in churches. I'm not anti-church, but I just, like really getting our faith going and getting our...
I love, my favorite part so far of us putting religion and spirituality back into our lives is just eating dinner as a family and saying what we're thankful for before each meal.
Yeah.
I've been really enjoying that.
Yeah, just verbalizing what you're grateful for and thanking God for your food as a family for your faith than a million hours in a converged church. That's just our opinion. I'll be praying for you, Amy. Good luck. Yeah, we're trying to make more babies. You and Vox brought me into church. Sweet. Praying before bed, too. Yeah. Did you cut yourself up?
Yeah.
Grateful for gravy. Yeah, when you're given gravy. Why, we should start eating more gravy at dinner.
Oh, my gosh. No, we do not.
Why not?
Will you? Being serious?
No. Always ask for forgiveness before sleep. I like that. Looking sharp, BB, thank you. Have a good day, BB. You as well. Did you grow up in a church too, Amy? Amy?
I did. I was baptized at the age of 5 when my mom remarried my stepdad, because my stepdad's family was extremely Catholic. And I got baptized. My mom got baptized then too, so she could marry my stepdad in a Catholic church. And then we went to Catholic Mass every Sunday when I was growing up. And then I also went to Catholic school my whole life.
Yeah. Do you veggies and gravy? Someone just said gravy is garbage. I wish I could ban that person. I have an injury on my thumb from banning people. Look at this. You see that? Is that Mark? It's my ban thumb. That's how much I ban. 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 You're out of here. Duterte. Duterte. Ban. Duterte. Oh, you can't handle the heat? Go back to Reddit, troll. You're not welcome here. Duterte. What? I just don't get what part of I'm a fan of Duterte do people not understand. Gravy is absolutely needed. I like gravy. I just don't want to, I'm not serious when I say I'm going to make Amy, like, cook gravy every night. I mean, I wouldn't be against it. You have been Duterte'd. Any other questions? Duterte just bans people for life. Yeah, yeah, like literally. He's a literal ban for life guy. And it's doing quite well. Like, the Philippines are doing very well. Everyone loves Duterte. Just take out the trash. You know, Hollywood makes it seem like strong leadership is so bad. Everyone's like, oh, it's so bad to just Duterte people. No one was, yeah, yeah. All right. Thank you, love. Chicken fried gravy. You guys are leaving soon?
Yeah, I gotta vacuum up. And I would love it if I could vacuum up the clothes.
You don't have to. I'm not getting nude on a live stream, love.
Then you may need to pause it. Because you are riddled with hair.
I'll just stay in the area. I'll just stay in the area.
Can I get my vacuum really quick?
Oh, go ahead. Thoughts on Snowden on Rogan? Shills. Shills. I'll just play you guys a little music and then I'll call it a day. That way I stay in the area. There we go. What kind of music would y'all like to hear? Hey, Wally. I gotta get a new computer today. So if anyone wants to help fund that, that's a little loud. Hi, Bob. What's up, buddy? I'm gonna go sit on the porch. Hi, I'm gonna chase Walter. Here we go. How do I flip this camera? Oh! Rebess, I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you! Boom! All right, good times. Good times, buddy. There's a man named Duterte living in the Philippines. They say he's really mean, and he used to be very, very gay. Duterte will ban you for life with a knife. Hey, Bob. Duterte, what do you want me to sing a song about, buddy? What do you want? You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. Sing with me. When skies are gray, you'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, while I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken.
Since I hold my hand, oh,
Yay! His name's Duterte. His name's Duterte. He is the leader of the Philippines. He has some death squads that handle his business. Duterte. His name's Duterte. Our Duterte. He doesn't take anything from SJWs. If he got kicked off Twitter, he would have killed them. He bans people from life. Big Bear, I just woke up. My partner, oh, nice. Yeah, let's sing. Run fast. You got some gravy. Well, I got a... Hang on. Well, you got some biscuits. Well, good news is I've got a little bit of gravy. Little bit of gravy. No one should eat their biscuits dry. Wheat white, or if it's rye, give me that biscuit. I got gravy for your biscuits. I get what you're saying now, you see. Hang on. Now increase joy with gravy, baby. You're looking great, kid. Thank you. Gravy, but to the tune, crazy.
That's a good one.
I remember when my biscuits were dry. I didn't have any gravy for my biscuits. And people asked why that I had no gravy. I had no gravy. Now I've got lots of gravy for you and me. When you're dipping biscuits in, when you're dipping biscuits in your gravy. Ha ha ha, that's cool with me.
Run fast! Faster!
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so tasty about that gravy. Maybe your biscuits need some gravy. Sounds good to me. But don't get mad at my gravy. Don't get mad at my gravy. Don't get mad, what tastes good to me. Your biscuits are as dry as can be. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so tasty about that gravy. Even your dry biscuits tasted good to me. Taste some of that gravy. Moonlight Sonata with some gravy. Little moonlight with your gravy. I'm on the gravy boat. Country gravy, take me home. I can eat you while I'm on the phone. Little bit of that country gravy, pipe it hot for your tummy. Country gravy, take me home. I hear the shills are coming for. I hear all their lies on Joe Rogan. Country gravy, take me home. Gravy for lunch. A little of gravy a day keeps the Satan away. Question, I'm 36. How long before I could be that good at the piano? Never. The toe has a lot of access to CIA and NSA. No gravy? Yeah, it's just pure. It's poison gravy. Heirloom gravy. Requested one. This is by Pink Floyd. Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing up to meet me now. But in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car And the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air. You hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the bed, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream. Place to stay, enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street. But you can speak out loud about your doubts and fears. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control. And everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. No one kills the children anymore. Night after night, going round and round my brain. The dream is driving me insane. In the corner of some foreign field, the gunner sleeps tonight. What's done is done. You cannot just write off this final scene. Take heed of the dream.
I miss my brother, dude. I get what's happening here. There's a lot of emotions running through these two songs. Okay, picture that those two people singing to each other. That person misses the gunner. Oh God, this shit is so intense. Pink Floyd gets it. How I wish you were here. And then floating down.
through the clouds. Memories come rushing up to meet me now. So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from crap pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Well, do you think you can tell? Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, how I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground. Have we found same old our fears? Wish you were here, a place to stay, enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubts and fears. And what's more, no one ever disappears. They never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control. And everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. No one kills the children anymore. How I wish you were here. Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage?
Bedrosian, you Armenian, what? Yep. Yeah, that was a little intense. I'm spiraling from memories. Yeah, me too. I miss BB's streams from with your brother. Yeah, me too. Move over, Pink Floyd. Owen sings. Well, I mean, I think one reason I can sing Pink Floyd well is because Roger Waters doesn't have a great voice. And I mean that. Pink Floyd's one of my favorite bands, but Roger Waters' voice is pretty raw. So that's why one of the reasons I can sing it and it doesn't sound jarring, because his voice isn't great and mine isn't great either. So it works.
Hello, is there anybody in? I mean, some of the best songs on the wall, people don't even really talk about. It's just like, does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? Remember how she said that we would meet again some sunny day? Yeah, Nobody Home is a great song. So is Mother, Do You Think They'll Drop the Bomb? Happy birthday, Brevin. Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Close with Hallelujah. I know, I think the screen's frozen, but the audio is still fine. And don't forget to sign up to unauthorized.tv if you want to support the channel. Send a super chat to P.O. Box 727 Gig Harbor, Washington 98335. And if Ryan has some new shirts out at unbearablesmerchandise.com. I'm super emotional from this. Yeah, so music is very pure, very true. You can't, the 12 notes, 12 notes. It's going to be a good day. Thanks, BB. It is going to be a great day. I got to go get a new computer. My computer broke. All right. I heard there was a secret chord where David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor four, and the major lift, the baffled king composing. That's not composing. I'm so used to doing the Tommy Robinson song, I forgot the real one.
I'm gonna play the Tommy Robinson song anyway, even though he became used a shill, but it's still a valid song. I heard there was a secret court where journalists weren't allowed to report, but you don't seem to care for freedom, do you? It goes like this: without the fifth, the gavel falls and they cuff your wrist. It's not okay that this is how they rule ya, how they rule ya, how they rule ya, how they rule ya, how they rule ya. Pedophiles are celebrated while Tommy Robinson's incarcerated, but you don't seem to care for children, do you? The grooming gangs move in on you, and kids look up to you for truth. Please don't just say, baby, this is now how they'll rule you. How they'll rule you. How they rule you. How they'll rule you. How they rule ya. How I wish you were here.
They worship Moloch, it's not gravel. Tommy was picked up nickels for Freemasons on the 33-yard line. Yeah, it's, we should all wear Shiner sats. I don't know why anyone would say that. Thank you, Owen, and God bless you and your family. You as well. All right, I'm gonna let you guys go. Again, if you want to support, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 90335, and then unauthorized.tv. And if you were ever my Patreon supporter, I haven't written back to anyone who's written me yet, so just know that you're in the wings for when we need you. But email me, whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. Let me know that you are a Patreon supporter if you would like to have some fun with it, because Patreon recently kicked me off. And all I'm going to say is let's just have some fun with it. So whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. If you ever supported me on Patreon, you can help the good guys. Hit me up and hit the Rogan's Up button and share it and all that good stuff. Much love, everybody. See you soon.